Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. So listen, here's how it goes down.
Yeah, thank you. Little upcut there on the applause. Don't know what happened there. I guess we didn't have the auditorium mic open or something. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We are so glad to have you. And when I say we, back in the video room tonight, our video director, Jedi Master Nick Riccio. We've got Lady Jaggy answering phones, per usual. You see the phone number right on the screen there. It's written right up there, 888-340-3373, if you're watching by way of Biz Television. That's the phone number. That's how you call us, right there, 888-340-3373. You do that, and then you're able to be on the show. Nationwide, people can hear your voice everywhere. And last but not least, our technical maestro, who all the rest of the people, everyone in the building reports to this guy, including myself and Stephen. Rumor has it that Stephen might not even still work here anymore. I'm not quite sure. Where is he tonight? Somewhere in Oshkosh, Pigosh? I think, yeah, Wisconsin, eating cheese. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. So I'm on the way to the studio tonight. And I'd planned on talking about other stuff to get the show rolling. But I'm on the way, and I get a text from my buddy Jim. Jim is one of my guys, works in the office with us during the week. And Jim is, he's intrigued. He's pressed, actually. He is pressed upon the important urgency of a topic that he feels that, since he knows someone, moi, that will be interviewing multiple sets of presidential candidates in the next year, and I've already interviewed some. Let's see, who all have I interviewed? I've had Rubio, Santorum, Cruz, Huckabee. Who else have I interviewed that's actually running? I don't think I've ever interviewed Jeb. I haven't talked to Rand. But anyway, we're gonna have them all on some of the shows that I'm on before we're done. But anyway, he sends me this urgent text. And he's asking me, Kevin, I've got an important request for you. Important request. As you're interviewing these presidential candidates over the next year, even Hillary, you know, the crazy guy from Rhode Island, Lincoln, what's his name? Makes me chafe. Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who's huge. He's huge. He likes to say huge. He's human and he says huge. Because he's from Vermont. And Hillary. Ask them all the same question. So the Democrats, the Republicans, he wants me to ask everybody in the known universe that is actually running for president. He has this question he wants me to ask them. And the question is this. Now see, I got to tell you about Jim so you understand the context of who and what he is. He's a very successful professional, young professional in Manhattan. Lives in the city. Plays in the city, operates in the city, busts his sales record in the city. Like he's all gangsta in the sales world, and he's only like, I don't know, 25 or something. He's just a green little pup. Anyway, so he says to me, Kev, when you're talking to all of these presidential candidates in the days to come, I have this important thing I need you to ask them. And I said, well, okay, Jim, you sound very beclempt about all this. But tell me what the pressing question is. Well, of all of the things that the presidential candidates will focus on, the thing that my friend Nick and I, his friend Nick is there with him, so I'm getting text bombed from Jim, the young professional, hip-hop hipster, gangsta seller guy from Manhattan, and his buddy Nick. And they're saying, well, we're sitting here discussing, you know, the important political points of the day. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really something. We've got what are they talking about? ISIS? What are they talking about? Terrorism? The economy, maybe? How rough it is? What do we got to do to get that GDP up where it should be? He says, you know, Kev, you're going to have access. He reminds me of the responsibility I have. He goes, Kev, you're going to have access. You're going to interview people that are going to ask us to vote for them for the highest office in the land. These could be, any number of these guys could be the next president of the United States. So with that as kind of the forethought, he says, I just feel it's incumbent upon me. This is Jim saying this to Kev. I feel it's incumbent upon me. He even starts speaking more presidentially. 62 hours ago, it was incumbent upon those that settled to ask you if you will ask this very important question of the candidates. So now my mind's racing. What on earth could this possibly be? I mean, I know what I've got. My top ten questions I've got for every one of them. I want to know. Are we going to take terrorism seriously? Are we going to do anything to create jobs in the economy? Are we going to bring production and manufacturing back to America and away from, you know, the overseas exports that it seems to always be in? I've got all kinds of things just pressing in upon me. Okay, Jim, tell me, young hip-hop hipster gangsta seller guy, playa from Manhattan. You and your buddy Nick, you're talking about the important things of life. What is it that you want me to ask these presidential candidates, understanding, of course, that I'm using a part of my national media capital to get these interviews, right? Hey, I give up a little something to get those presidential candidates on the show. So they say, nothing's for free. Boy, that's true in election years. You know, Jeb wanted me to name my pet after him. You know, if he gets elected, okay, we don't have any. So it's easy yes. Some others, not so sure about. But, so I'm thinking of all the things, and of all the things I would ask, and of the most important, and knowing that I'm using Express Capital in the territory of goodwill. Goodwill is kind of like the Bitcoin in media relationships. You know what Bitcoin is? It's that alternative currency that you can only trade online or whatever. I don't even know how it works. But evidently it was supposed to replace, you know, actual currency, and I don't know. Is it? I'm going to have to more read up on that. But anyway, my capital with the presidential campaigns is kind of along those lines. I've got a certain amount that I can push them on, and I'm going to want to make sure that, you know, I get the best investment out of that. And all of a sudden, I just say to him, okay, Jim, spill it. What is it that I need to ask these presidential candidates? Okay, Kev, here's the question. In fact, let me read. Let me read for you the exact question that he asked me. And this is it. This is it. Can you ask the presidential candidates that you interview over the next year if they are for making the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday? All right. I'm on the record. I said I would. So we get Governor Huckabee or Senators Rubio or Cruz or Governor Bush or Walker, whoever, coming through the door. I got to do it. I got to ask him. Hey, Governor, what do you think about, you know, just between us girls, just you and me, should we have the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday, kind of like Memorial Day, but because basically, well, I think I know why hip-hop hipster gangster sales guys from Manhattan want it to be a holiday, because they're wasted. They're just gone. They're flamed out by that point. They need a day to recover. You drink that much alcohol and eat that much guacamole, you got to have some bounce back time before you're meeting with clients again. But I don't know. I said, well, here's the thing. I'll ask my listeners. I'll ask people tonight that are watching on Biz TV and listening to radio stations across the country. Is that a question that I should ask? Should I ask that question of the presidential candidates? If you think that's a yes, let me know on Facebook or via the telephone, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All right, coming up, we've got a packed show tonight, friends. We've got the Fox News relationship writer Ashley Papa joining us. If you're familiar with my my weekday show, she joins me on Thursday nights to talk relationships. But we're going to ask her about this new scientific evidence that says that love makes you do crazy stuff. How crazy? Maybe help somebody break out of prison. No, there's actually a scientific theory behind it. So we'll get to all of that before we're done. And who knows who'll pop up before we're done today. Again, the body watch for Stephen Baldwin's out there. We don't know where he is. We think maybe we can spot him at some point, but we'll have to wait and see. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's called Alive from New York. And suddenly, this strange thing happened here in the studio just a couple of minutes ago. A guy that we haven't seen in this room, I think, since like January 15th or something. Maybe that's a little long. Maybe March. Maybe sometime in March.
Yeah.
But for just one night. Hey, nobody said you could talk yet.
Oh, sorry.
This is just pipe down.
What about my Muttley laugh?
He comes.
Is that?
Yeah. See, we missed that. So he comes walking in, just comes like. Now, all day, you have to understand.
Meandering.
Starting Wednesday, which would have been the conclusion of the 4 days that he told us last week not to bother him because he was on the 25th anniversary honeymoon. And so I let 4 days go by, and then I started texting him, "You going to be here? Where are you going to be?" And I'm just going to assume you're on another movie set because he's making movies in every corner of God's green earth. And I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. So we start having show meetings earlier today. And our show meetings are very complicated. We all follow a mass text that goes to everybody in the group. And so we get all the way through the afternoon, and there's no Stevie B. And lo and behold, he appears.
Poof.
Just poof. There
like,
he is.
Like Kaiser Soze. And I want to know why Nick still keeps the camera on you. I'm here, Nick.
You're right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There I am.
He's a good video director. He's
and,
doing what he's supposed to.
Well, because in my eye line over here, see, I only see you.
That's 45 seconds behind. You should zoom in on him a little bit, though, Nick. You should zoom in on both of us a little
and
bit.
And here's the thing. In the mass text, I'm home. I'm up in Stony Point, well, and I'm seeing... Are you here? Are you in the country? I guess he's not here. Okay, so did you bring your iPad so you can do it from
wherever.
Zimbabwe or
yeah.
wherever you are?
And then Nick and goes, Nick goes, well, rumor is he's in Syracuse tonight.
I don't know what he's talking
as of,
about.
As of this morning, he's in Syracuse.
I don't know what young Nicholas is talking
then
about.
Then you call me and say, you're up in Sugarloaf somewhere? That just that doesn't even sound nice.
Yeah, so my wife sends me to Sugarloaf before the show to pick up some information. Supposed to be left in a mailbox somewhere. I get there. I get to this mailbox.
I get to this. Can you start in life that begin that way?
In Sugarloaf.
My wife sent me to an undisclosed location to pick up stuff that was left in a mailbox.
Right.
And it wasn't there.
Right. Well, this is my life, bro. There's nothing normal.
But that sounded very kind of so-say right there. Like, you know.
So I'm watching the mass
was
tech.
Was it ticking at the
and
time?
And what I do is I just figure... You know, I play that game where I'm just going to let it all build. And then what was my text? He lives.
He did. Yeah.
Right up here. See you tonight.
And so then I did
gave
ask,
myself
so do you have
plenty of time
But then
to
I
get
asked you, I
time.
Said, do you have your iPad? And then you write back, not to the whole group. You just write back to me and say, no, dude, my iPad's stolen. I can't do the show remotely. But would it be okay? This is literally what he said. Would it be okay if I just stopped by the studio? To which... I think the entire staff's teeth fell out of their head at that point. Right. It was kind of like, what?
Well, I didn't text to the entire staff that my mini iPad was stolen.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to give them any more ammunition to have the fun they have with me already.
So welcome
Jackie.
Home. So welcome home.
Thanks, buddy.
Did the 4-day uninterrupted 25th anniversary Kuala Lumpur-orific go well?
It was fabulous.
You were having high tea every day and such?
Not every day.
Do they keep up the British culture a little bit with the because the Malaysia was a British colony, wasn't it?
I guess so.
That's where they do high tea, so
but
I would assume.
But certainly the folks over there don't look like they're from England.
I would assume that, yes.
They look like they're from Malaysia.
What's the signature food from Malaysia?
Malaysian food?
Duh.
Noodle.
But what kind of dish? Noodles?
Yeah, there's some of that. Yeah, it's actually quite Indian.
Yeah, so a lot of curries and stuff.
Yeah, there's curries and stuff, which is not traditional to anything Asian, but it's spicy, man.
Well, India's Asia, just not Oriental Asia.
No, I'm going to say this wrong. I've been in so many places, I don't know what's what. I know. I was just going to say kimchi. That's Korean.
That is Korean.
I'm wrong.
Sriracha. No, that's Taco Bell.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so you're back, and we're going to do the entire show together tonight. This is going to be fun.
I love to do the entire show.
Well, it certainly is a different show here when you're
here. At this microphone.
Yeah, because when you're not here, even when you're just on the iPad out somewhere, like the repartee, the you saying something silly and me mocking you for it in like totally dry.
Yeah, it's not as crisp.
It doesn't.
The humility you cause me isn't as fresh and crisp and meaningful as when I'm in the same room with you. Yeah, certainly.
All right. So
we got a great topic.
We got several great topics tonight. And the one we're going to get to, let's see.
I like the love.
Yeah. Topic. Well, Ashley Papa's on the line with us. Now, Ashley, thank you for hanging out there for a second, because Steven's not been back to his own show in a year.
Fault,
so
Ashley.
We had to get him locked in. But we're going to go ahead and start with you, and then we'll hold you over in the next
segment.
And
we got to share with Ashley that it was my 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, because cool she's the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine.
Right.
And she writes for Zusk.com. If you're into apps, you know how cutting edge that
is. Sure, sure, sure.
eHarmony.com she writes for. She writes for all these places.
I just need the confirmation from Ashley that my wife is crazier than this gal who helped these guys break out of prison.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely get to that. But it's AshleyPapa.com is her website. And it's Ashley's common spelling, AshleyPapa.com. And Ashley joins us now. Hi, Ash.
Do we have her? Where'd she go?
We lost her. Okay. Well, why didn't you guys just tell me that? Is she calling right back?
Yeah, we'll get her.
Next segment?
I tried to tell you.
You tried to tell me.
She's not online. She's not here. Okay.
We'll get her.
Well, she'd probably
call back. We were telling her to come back for the next segment.
Yeah, I think that's what we were trying to do. Because I wanted to give you some room.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
What? When is it not? Let's just be candid.
No, it's whenever I'm back, it's always my fault.
We're going to talk. Well, here's what she wrote about, and then we'll kick it around. But she wrote about this idea that love makes you do crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
You could say that again.
And evidently, the one of the best examples of that is this jailbreak that went down in upstate New York.
Right.
Now, I don't even know where this is. It's like just 20 minutes from Canada or something. It's like way up there.
Right.
That's up in your family's territory,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but this woman that helped him get out evidently was in love with one of them.
And she was married.
And she was married.
Right.
But what's love got to do with it?
Well, I mean, it's just creepy to begin with.
Yeah. So she's going to give us the science on that, and then we'll ask. I bet that there are some other people that when you hear the details of how this all works, I bet every person in this room has stories that they could tell about somebody that was in love.
And I bet there's some callers.
That did something complete.
Zonkers. Yeah.
No, I think so. Okay. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Stephen Baldwin. We're live in New York. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us and to have this guy back at his own microphone at that. Look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Boy, I just, like Pavlov's dog,
like,
I pulled
like
that sucker
bicycle.
Back.
Never forget.
No, I forget quite often.
I don't know. Who are you?
Steve Baldwin.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks, Kevo.
It's Steven's welcome home party.
On the greatest radio show in the galaxy.
Yeah, always under-promising, over-delivering.
McCullough Live.
Steven's literally been on, I don't know, 75,000 film shoots since January, and here he is back home. I lost 30 pounds. I was so nervous about whether or not he was going to come
30
back.
Pounds?
Yeah.
Is it 30?
Yeah.
You're looking studly.
These shirts are, like, too big on me now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed this little since I got married.
I have to get you a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Anyway, speaking of wardrobe, does it matter? to the people that you love in your life. Ashley Papa's with us. She's the Fox News Magazine relationship writer, and she writes at ashleypapa.com, and she writes for great websites, Zusk, eHarmony, all kinds of them up and down the band. And she has the best piece on her website today saying that sometimes love makes you do crazy stuff. Is kind of what she said. Ashley, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. So glad to have you.
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Hi, Ashley.
So what made you want to write this article? What was it about this topic that made you interested?
Well, I wrote it based off of the current event that's going on right now, the manhunt in upstate New York, and the alleged accomplice who helped the men escape, this Joyce Mitchell. She, a lot of people are calling her crazy because of, first of all, she helped the guys break out of jail. But then what she said when being interviewed by police about how the one man made her feel special and that she thought she was in love with him, kind of opens up a whole nother door, because then you can kind of tell that this woman was in love with this guy, probably fantasized about a future with him together, and therefore helped him escape from jail.
I'm sorry, Ashley, but mm-hmm. I remember when they started playing her sound bites, mm-hmm. and you wanted to hear the Twilight Zone music be queued up, like when she started talking. It's kind of, come on.
What'd she say?
Well, because she said this guy was in love with her, and he was going to, marry her and all this stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. Come on, there's something not right about that. So what did you went on this journey to find science to back this up. Is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out, what makes somebody go to that extreme. I mean, people do, all sorts of crazy things for love. This is just one of the extremes. And one of the psychologists that I interviewed called it limerence, which is an extreme infatuation. And that's the type of love that includes compulsive thoughts and fantasies of a stimulating relationship. And it's a very dangerous state of mind, because you're living in this fantasy in your head, thinking this woman probably thought she was going to be like the next Bonnie and Clyde with him. And, escape with him, and they'd go, live happily ever after, when reality is he probably would have killed her at some point for being a witness.
What did we know about her love life?
Well, she was, according to one of her ex-husband, who did an interview, who told the Daily Mail online, this is them saying that he said she was a serial cheat, that she cheated on him in the past. And, was caught doing stuff on railroad tracks. And she's definitely not a faithful woman.
Hmm.
So.
And it makes me wonder, if I've always wondered this about people that are serially unfaithful. It's like, I don't know, if you have a dalliance, or some point you had circumstances in your life where maybe you were under a lot of stress and there were forces pulling you apart, something happens. But when you do something on a serial basis, to me, that I've always wondered if that wasn't a little bit of some sort of mental health thing, something's not quite right.
But it usually is connected to abuse or something like that.
Yeah, which again would go back to the mental malfunctioning of the brain in a proper way to at least provide protection for yourself. So how common is this, Ashley? What did you find?
Well, I don't have statistics on how common it is. It's just more about.
But it definitely exists.
You think back to that, and they're not all there's some of the smartest people who go through stuff like that. Do you remember that astronaut, I think Nowak was her name, who, wore a diaper and traveled across the country to get revenge on a romance rival or whatever? I mean, this is a rocket scientist. She does something crazy like this, and that's the impact of love it had on her.
You've really just let a whole bunch of people off the hook. You really have. Well, I think it happened to a rocket scientist.
Well, right. So what do the experts say about, do these people have, we got to take a break, Ashley. Can you hold on with us for one more segment?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Ashley Papa, ashleypapa.com. That's PAPA. And coming right back with the writer for the relationship section of the Fox News Magazine. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And we're talking about love.
Does love basically make you do crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Because that's the premise in Ashley's newest article, and it's on her website at ashleypapa.com. I believe that it is. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing.
You can just ask her.
She says it's there.
She's with
it's
us.
There.
Oh, it's in the blog section. That's right.
So, Ashley, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Baldwin here.
Yeah.
I just celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary.
Okay. Congrats.
Thanks. June 10th. And
Ashley sounds pessimistic. If you notice the tone of her voice, she's like,
it's the point to my
where's
question.
Where's he going with this?
It's the point to my question, exactly, which my reputation precedes me. Slightly.
Plus, your last name is Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, Ashley, is my wife kookier than this chick we're talking about? from up in the prison.
How did she know?
I mean,
this woman is pretty out there.
Right, but would you stay Stephen Baldwin's wife to be with him for 25 years has just got to be loony.
Now, thinks about her answer, let me throw one that I would say. I think that the fact that Kenya is still by your side proves that your whole religious conversion thing is as real as the day is long.
Sure.
I think that's...
Well, this is, you know, I love telling this story. My wife came, you know, in the room one day many years ago. And she goes, I can't believe it. I said, what? She goes, I was just reading the Bible, and it says, I cannot divorce you. I went, yes! I'm kind of digging this Jesus guy now. He's got it right.
That was before you kind of understood the rest of the totality.
Right, and there's so much more to this topic of, you know,
but so, Ashley, let me ask you this. When you're writing this piece, okay, and you title it, you know,
you notice how Ashley didn't answer my question, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think
you're smart.
I don't think it was a polite question, to be honest.
No.
You're asking her to insult your wife.
Just kidding.
When you're writing this, in all of your research, because you do a lot of stuff on relationships every week.
Yeah.
Could you picture, like, other relationships you were aware of or circumstances that people had told you about where love had driven people to do what appeared to be completely mad things?
Yeah, I mean, not to, like, this extreme, but looking back, like, even, like, myself, like, once the kind of fog has lifted, you realize some of the crazy stuff that you did. And, you know, I've seen it with friends as well. And, you know, fortunately, nothing as extreme as this, but, like, I mean, people just get, like, really crazy about it, and usually, like, this kind of, you can't even call it love. It's, like, this kind of infatuation doesn't come from a place of love. It comes from, like, something else, like a need or, like, just a compulsion.
But come on, Ash. I mean, you know, people listen to this program because they like to hear unique and interesting truths. Share one of your crazy ones with us. Come on!
Well, let me ask you about this.
Oh, she was just about to.
I don't think she was.
I can share. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. If you've got something to share.
Yeah. I know of a girl who dropped out of college and to move to another country with a guy that she was just dating, and they ended up, you know, he had no interest in making it anything serious. So here she never finishes her college degree, and she's stuck in another country. And then moves back home. But, I mean, I found that to be kind of crazy.
No, that's
young
insane.
Love. Yeah, I know it is. You don't finish college. Anyway.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned in the final paragraph, you say that love turns people into risk takers. It doesn't get bigger than if you're working in the prison that you're doing a criminal act and maybe driving the getaway car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't drive the getaway car. There was something that snapped, and she put herself into a mental hospital, right?
Right. Yeah, so she she snapped,
which now, if you can picture the whole "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" thing going on out there, you got Tweedledee and Dumb running the roads. It was raining the first, like, 3 days up there,
right.
And people were seeing these dudes out in the prison jumpsuits running along the side of the roads up in the Catskills, or the Poconos, or wherever they are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she really screwed them. I mean, here they are thinking that, you know, she'd be driving them away, and, you know, they're stuck in the rain and bad weather, and, like, the shrubs up in, you know, what is it, the Adirondacks? There's so much trees and everything. Who knows what?
But,
you know.
Matt, we were going to be together. Yeah, but you left me in the rain, woman. You left me in the rain.
There's a song here somewhere. You left me standing
in the
rain.
All right. Well, okay, Ashley, if people want to get a hold of your stuff, it's obviously at your website.
Yeah.
But we didn't tell anybody. Your day job, you actually work at the news channel. And you actually help book people for some of the shows and stuff. And I happen to know a guy who's back from having made a lot of his movies that I don't know if you have anything to do with that that One Lucky Guy feature that's in the middle of the broadcast day, but I think Stevie B needs to be on the couch with the ladies. I think the ladies would dig him.
Yeah, I mean, from what I recall, there's, you know, I think he would be pretty good.
Oh yeah.
You actually did book him before, right? For another show that's no longer on daytime.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think so. All right. Well, he was telling me, and not to totally put your private life right out there, but mm-hmm. Steve B's telling me he's got a surgeon he wants to introduce you to. So.
Okay.
You know,
a
we're
surgeon?
Just, yeah, surgeon. So we're just playing matchmaker.
Former military surgeon.
Navy SEAL.
Who now does missions work internationally, giving free operations
that
to children.
That means he's poor, Ashley.
Oh, my goodness.
That means he's really poor.
No, that's not what it means at all. It just means he's kind and loving and giving.
Well, to kids especially.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good start, right, Ashley?
Yeah, that's pretty admirable. Where does he, where is he right now, then, if he does this international stuff?
I think he lives in D.C.
Oh,
okay.
That's just a train ride. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
I just have to see if I can find his number.
Yeah. Now, next week's column by Ashley on AshleyPapa.com will be, why do radio hosts make such empty promises relationship writers for Fox News Magazine?
No. Wouldn't do that to you, Ash.
Actually, no, I'm talking about myself because I told her a guy from the office was interested, and now he's not made a move. So it's like, you know.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, Ash. You come to us, we rally your stuff, and then we totally break your heart before we're done. We didn't mean to do that.
That's
okay.
Wait for the right one, Ashley. You wait for the right one.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I have no choice, but that's, you know, I will wait.
Olympic figure skater.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not Olympics. I was, you know.
You undersell yourself.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Well, have a happy Saturday night. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Stephen.
Yeah. See ya. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin and McCullough. We'll see you back in here in just a second.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What a gorgeous shot of Manhattan tonight. It is a beautiful night in the greatest city on the planet, and we are so thankful that you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and both of us, Baldwin and McCullough, in the studio here in New York City, and loving the fact that you're tagging along with us. We got some interesting topics to talk about yet on the evening, but we want to take Ralph's call, line one, calling from Red Bank, New Jersey, because besides hearing him say, Obama, I'm hoping he'll have something to say about what we've been talking about already. Hey, Ralph, welcome.
Yeah, indeed, welcome. You know, Mr. Martin Show is not right now in Manila, Philippines. I would imagine you to be there in Mexico City or Manila, Philippines at this time, but you are not there. Yes, who are you, Kevin? Yeah, well, you know, there is a line in the song that I kind of like forgot what it is. In that line in the song, it says, if loving you, I don't want to be right. I believe it's more the tendency of the female rather than the male.
Huh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, female. Ralph. We're having a lot of
the female among us can easily be manipulated into doing things.
Now this is interesting because Ralph has single-handed, without even knowing it,
with the Clinton Correctional Facility. See, you know, that is a situation right there that I'm glad Obama stayed away from saying anything. Nor would you know. And I'm glad that the governor of New York didn't blame Obama for that one, knowing full well that the man is an acolyte of Obama,
yeah.
Somewhat. So, right now, I'm thinking, is Hillary out there, okay? That's an example, though. That's an example. Marrying, you know, an errant individual like Bill Clinton, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That Hillary and Bill Clinton is an example of that.
Yeah.
You don't look any farther than that one.
I'm getting what you're saying, Ralph, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. We had a lot of trouble with your phone signal tonight, so it didn't quite get all the way in. But he single-handedly swept us from one topic to the next. Did you notice that? Because he was questioning the serenity of women in mm-hmm. the relationship, saying mm-hmm. this is usually a woman thing.
Right.
A woman saying, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I think actually a woman did record that song. I think that was actually recorded by a woman. So that might even play into some. But the topic that you've got coming up next hour.
Yeah.
Like, Ralph be tarred and feathered if he was on the college campus where this guy was. Because you can't say that stuff.
I don't think Ralph cares.
You can't say that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Stevie B. And see, he leaves. He's still checking his phone. All of you on TV watching his.
I'm preparing for the next stuff. I got to be ready.
Hour one brought to you in part tonight by MyPillow. And we're grateful that Mike Lindell and the great people have been helping you get the perfect night's sleep. MyPillow.com. Use our promo codes KMC or Stevie B for more information. Coming right back with hour two. Stay with us.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.